after the concert, a very intensive concert.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's I always give all I have when I play, and sometimes it's all in light emotions or heavy emotions or whatever you'd like to call it, but I always give all I have. It's always like it's the first and last time, you know, I'm playing.
Dice que, bueno, pues que como siempre trata de dar lo máximo en el escenario y casi sintiéndolo como si fuese la primera vez, aunque sea la última, por supuesto. Un concert. You speak Spanish?
I understand what you say, but I wouldn't be able to say it myself.
Okay. Un concierto con temas propios y estándares. El tratamiento del estándar nada que ver con las maneras ortodoxas. I have to translate or you have to
understand? No, please translate.
Okay. Concert with your own compositions,
sure,
and standards, but the way you work with standards are not in an orthodox way.
No, I mean, you know, I don't think there is an orthodox way of making music. I think music is always the expression of someone's personality, and I'm expressing my personality, which I hope is a personality, you know, a voice, like I like to call it. So when I play a standard, it's just my voice, you know, expressing itself through this standard. So, of course, naturally, it's just my way of doing it. I think it's just a matter of being an artist and being an individual and speaking individually.
En resumen, nos comenta Jean-Michel Pil que tocar música ya de por sí no es ortodoxo, que la propia personalidad de la música, del músico, de la persona, se refleja, pues en este caso, a través de esa interpretación de estándares, así como también a través de los temas propios. En tu currículum aparecen grandes nombres, tanto del jazz norteamericano como del jazz europeo. Cuéntanos brevemente cuál ha sido tu historia musical. In your biography, we can see great North American and European players. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about your own career.
Well, you know, my own career was, I started kind of late because I was actually a rocket scientist when I was in my 20s, and I completely switched to music, but I always loved music more than anything else, so I guess I just put my life in accordance to which was my passion had always been, which was music. And then I played with lots of musicians, and I think it just went from here. I've always been a very open and very adventurous person, which I think is very important. I have my voice, which I think is the basis of any musical language. And I just enjoy playing, and I enjoy expressing emotions through music. So it's been quite a trip.
A pesar de que comenzó tarde en el mundo de la música, ha tenido la suerte de tocar con muchísimos nombres que él describe como gente de una mente abierta, que investiga, que busca ir más allá y vuelve a recalcar la idea de buscar esa propia voz personal. Entre tus experiencias, un viaje a Nueva York en el año 1995, ¿crees fundamental el paso por Estados Unidos como formación o es una opción más? In 1995, you went to New York. Do you think that going to the United States is essential, or is only one option more to the first formation of the musicians?
I think nothing is essential. I mean, everything and nothing is essential. I think what's essential is to hear and to feel what you want to express. You know, you can be a great musician and never have set foot in New York City. You know, Art Tatum was a genius and almost never set foot in the European soil, and some European musicians who never went to the States are really incredible. So I think it's more internal, it's more about the person. It's good to travel because you discover all the things, and New York has, you know, a lot of musicians, but New York is a place like any other place. You have good music, you have bad music, you have everything. So I think it's more here, you know, in the head of the artist that it's important. The real trip happens here.
Considera que, bueno, es una opción como otra cualquiera la posibilidad de ir a Estados Unidos, en concreto a Nueva York, donde él estuvo. Tanto allí como aquí hay grandes músicos, de hecho hay muchos músicos europeos que han tenido la oportunidad de viajar a Estados Unidos y han demostrado un gran nivel. Pero cree que en el fondo se trata más de una cuestión personal, de un viaje personal, que es el viaje de cada músico en la búsqueda de su propio lenguaje. Finally, tell us about your future projects. Tus futuros proyectos con tu trío, con otras formaciones.
Well, you know, I've been playing with the trio with François Moutet and Arionic for a long time, and now I'm kind of experimenting other things because I feel like it's very important not to get stuck into something as great as it is, because it's a trio that I really love, you know. So I've been doing a few things with Marc Mondésir, this drummer that I've been playing 10 years ago, because I think he's just, you know, someone exceptional. And with Thomas on the bass, who is also a very exceptional musician. And I would like to play more solo also. That's something that I would like to do more in the future. And I don't know, I let my instinct decide for me. So, you know, tomorrow might show me a path that I didn't expect today. So it's just an instinctive thing that I'm doing.
Okay, thank you very much and enjoy your stance in Vitoria. Thank you.